One of my jobs is to diagnose your issue. Life issue. One of my jobs is to diagnose your issue. Life issue. To really pinpoint the reason, so you can just remove that reason and life starts working, instantly, better. The pinpoint I want to talk about here is your tendency to see the same thing everywhere. Much like the person who sees sex in the Empire State Building, and the hot dog. You see the one thing that dominates your view, you see yourself as someone who is not going to do it, not going to win with it. And that pinpoint, and you'll see that it is literally a pinpoint, prevents you from doing a lot of stuff that could take you to heaven. It is the cause for our inability to grow. Your inability to take risks. Your inability to perform tasks, or to complete tasks. Your inability to even understand what there is to do. Or the same pinpoint but with a different content will make you make stupid mistakes, because what you see is that you can do anything and you'll win. Many people have the combination of the two. They go back and forth, by the way. I am going to make a bold statement here. I am basing it on my own experience, that is the reverse of what you are experiencing, although I have experienced what your issue is for quite many years myself. Recently it has been a much more pleasant experience. The reverse of yours. The reason you don't take risks, don't perform tasks, don't complete tasks, and don't understand what is being said is because of your narrow cone of vision. But your cone of vision is not only narrow. It is also fixed. You are staring at whatever is in front of you. It is covered up by your about me picture, all the things that you are concerned about. All the things you think of yourself. All the things you want to, need to, have to, should do, have or be but aren't. You are fixated. And the object you think you are looking at is covered with all your concerns. How much of it do you see? Not much. If any of it. So what can you do? It is simple and obvious, although not easy. You need to take the time to remove everything that is covering up your visual field. All the opinions. All the rules. And all the beliefs. All the half-truths. Everything that you already know or think you know. The process is called clearing. The goal of Pam Ragland's quantum thought shifting was to do that for you, forever. Energetically. It didn't work, it doesn't work, it can't work. You have to do it yourself. So how do you do it? The question you need to ask, what's there? And depending on the person and how much CRAP they gathered there, this process can take hours, days. If the person is willing to invest the time. If the person thinks that doing a project, for example, is important. I do it continuously all the time, even though I have less CRAP than the average bear. But I do it when I sit down to write an article. 10 to 15 times even in the middle of the article. I do it when I send an email. Mostly just before I would click send. When I realize there was something there, I make corrections. I do it before I come to a call with you, whether it is one-on-one, or a group call. And I do it before I muscle test a report for anyone. When I muscle test my water. When I go to bed. When I start watching anything, or reading anything, I remove what I would bring to the conversation, instead of having a tabula rasa and empty slate. I even do it before I play Free Cell. Before every game. But I have 36 years of practice that you don't have. So start with just one thing that you feel you are unsuccessful at, because maybe you prejudge what is possible for you. Be willing to fail at it. Eventually you will get better at it. Because this is at the root of all your troubles. And that Pam Ragland was 100% correct even if she thought she could be a guru willing it away and couldn't. Because this is at the root of all your troubles. If you never learn anything else from me, learn this. In the beginning you'll see very few things that are in the space. What space? In the space where you are looking to do something. But with practice you'll see many many things. Context. Wanting to, needing to, having to, and should. Your attitude. Your past and what you said about it. Wanting to look good and keep status. Fear. Hurry, thinking that something is more important than doing this. Etc. You can do it. Anyone who is willing to do it, again and again, can do it. The question is, will you? If you think that a course or a workshop would be useful, please let me know. In the meantime, I think, I'll do it with Bonnie on our Friday call tomorrow. I want to teach her in that session what I taught on Tuesday to my prison break students. She wasn't there. And I want her to have it. I'll start with clearing her so she can learn. Because without clearing you can't listen, you can't hear, you can't learn, you can't appreciate anything. So there you have it. If you'd like to have that call with Bonnie, you can buy the call. Learn to remove the pinpoint. P.S. I also have a voice or two in my head running commentary on what's going on. Most often it tells me to quit, it will never going to work. I even hear it. Thanks to the Amish horse training method and my family culture, I consider it a kibitz. And I never listen to it, never heed its suggestions. A kibitz is someone who watches the game from the stands and has no skin in the game. It always knows what to do, what's going to happen, what is good and what is bad. Because I consider myself in the driver's seat, any backseat driving won't tell me what to do. If I lose, I lose. If I win, I win. I want to be 100% responsible for both my losing and my winning. What is it about you that doesn't want to be responsible?